doing a consultation for a patient, Sammy Marcus consultation. Tickets by Dr. Kruger, reason for consultation. Non-sustained ventricular tachycardia and atrial tachycardia, history patient DSM. Reason for consultation, cardiac dysarrhythmia, evaluation for electrophysiological studies and the ready frequency ablation, history patient DSM. Seven-year-old gentleman. With a history of hypertension, diabetes. The history of hypertension, coronary artery disease. Period. The patient is complaining of palpitation for the last 1 to 2 months period. He heard the monitor show the episodes of atrial tachycardia, as well as non-sustained ventricular tachycardia period. Patient is referred to me for electrophysiological studies and ready frequency ablation period. Patient is experiencing palpitation, especially with the activity period. Patient stated that when he exercises his heart rate goes to 170 beats per minute period. Patient's heart monitor showed the atrial tachycardia at a rate of 170 beats per minute period. Current medications, aspirin, one tablet daily, Lipitor 20 mg daily, Metformin 500 mg daily, Metoprolol succinate 25 mg daily, Mycardis 40 mg daily, Niaspan 1000 mg daily, Nitroglycerin Plavix 75 mg daily, Sula 10 mg daily, period, social history, now history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use, past medical history, hypertension, diabetes, mellitus, coronary artery disease, nervous system in general, this weight gain, weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, no history, pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, no history, vomiting, diarrhea, extremity, no history, arthritis, neurological, no history, seizure disorder, TIA. On examination, patient is a present gentleman without any apparent distress. Blood pressure 130 over 80, pulse is 70, respiration 15. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is regular, rate and rhythm. No more points together, abdomen soft, normal, active, bowel sound, extremity, no edema. Clinical impression number 1, supraventricular tachycardia, number 2. Non-sustained ventricular tachycardia, number 3, coronary artery disease, number 4, hypertension, number 5, diabetes, mellitus, recommendation. Patient has supraventricular tachycardia and non-sustained ventricular tachycardia. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and ready frequency ablation. Versus medical treatment, patient like to undergo electrophysiological studies and ready frequency ablation. The procedure is kind of benefit, discuss in detail with the patient, and he agreed to call the procedure. Next paragraph. Thank you very much, Dr. Kruger, for asking me to participate in the care of this patient. I'll let you know the result of the electrophysiological studies. This is the end of the dictation.